This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You gotta keep them separated.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance.
I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're on to your phone calls right now. Then I'm going to play some of the Kavanaugh accusers backtracking on what they've said. Wow, imagine my surprise. You know, I had one of my lawyers on. He's a smart guy, Mark Mendoza, but he's more of a classical liberal. And he liked Kavanaugh on the First Amendment, not on the Fourth Amendment, which I tend to agree. Kavanaugh's been a little too police state-y on the Fourth Amendment. But the court's been so leftist, I think that balances it out. I mean, hell, the left is for a bigger police state than the right wing is today. But he's got a good point about Kavanaugh getting upset. But at the same time, I'd be upset. I'm pissed off. I'm tired of, like, I mean, let me tell you something. I'm sick of people that can just sit there and take it and roll over to lies. Like Gavin McGinnis said yesterday. Well, since when do conservatives just roll over, like the head of the EPA because he got in front of a restaurant, quit? If we act like that to the left, to these bullies, they're going to go wild on us. So we're going to go to your calls here, Travis, David, Donald, Adam, Josh, Stephanie, Chris, Brandon, Luke, Cynthia, Mike, and many, many others. Who is up first here? Let's talk to Donald, then we'll go to Stephanie, then we'll go to Cynthia. Donald, you're on the air worldwide. Thanks for holding.
Alex, it's great to talk with you.
Good to talk to you.
I called you about the Kavanaugh nomination, but let me say right up front that you and I have never personally met, but sometime maybe hopefully we will, because I'm going to tell you when you got a lot of credibility with me was when the campaign was going on with Donald Trump when he was a candidate and with the crooked Clinton machine. She called you out at one of her rallies, and she never did that with anybody else. And that told me then that you were spot on about what was going to happen. You were one of the very few. You kept the faith up as far as who was going to win the election. And I just want to give a 100% shout out to your team, Leanne, Millie, Owen, David, and whoever I've left out. Just
and by the way, Leanne is still on the team. People ask about her every day. I don't want to get into her personal life, but her grandma and then another person close to her, she needs people's prayers. I mean, cancer has been attacking her family, so her family needs your prayers because it's gotten really rough for her.
Exactly, and I certainly will be doing that. When Millie Weaver went to Ohio and exposed the Clinton campaign.
Oh, isn't Millie incredible?
Absolutely, and let me say that she didn't have anybody. All she had was the deep state, and you exposed it, and that's why they're going after you, and they're going to fail because this is not some third world banana republic. This is the United States of America, and you are a media hero. And
well, brother, I mean, I want to say this. Look, if you know about the evil, just like you've done in Millie and Gavin and everybody, you know it's the right thing to do, and so it's about survival, and I just want everybody else to understand. We can beat these folks, but we have stirred them up like an anthill, and they're making their move. So folks need to know, we didn't win when Trump got in. We just got the beachhead. They are coming out of their anthills right now, and now is the time for folks to understand that things are serious.
Yeah, but they're losing consistently, and that leads me right up to the Kavanaugh nomination.
I tell you what, stay there, Donald, because I got to break in 30 seconds. Come right back to Donald, Maryland. Don't hang up, Donald. I'm going to come back to Donald, then we're going to go to Stephanie and Cynthia and everybody else, boom, boom, boom. And he's making some good points. I want to hear what he has to say about Kavanaugh. Listen, that wasn't an act last week when I blew up on air about watching Kavanaugh being accused. I can't watch these hearings now. And I'm not feeling sorry for myself. I've been falsely accused so much that at a certain point, I can't watch these people anymore because I want to get very aggressive. Because they're damn liars! And we know they're liars, and I'm sick of everyone bending over backwards. If you're a Democrat and you say something, I don't believe the sky's blue if you said it was, because you're a pack of trash. You're a known group of liars like the devil.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern-day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
Aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Chaos is hanging around, a tree near to the ground, shutter from the sound. The death machine ain't slowing down, it's gaining power.
All right, coming up, we've got a bunch of the different Kavanaugh accusers now backtracking. A bunch of the other cases have been turned out to be fake. The national news runs, oh, we got a letter at the Senate saying he raped a woman in a car. It's a Jane Doe. There's no address or no phone number, but we're going to run with it. I mean, I could go pin on somebody's door that they had sex with hippopotamuses. Wouldn't mean it was true. You got to put it on CNN. And then leftist professor who said Kavanaugh supporters should be killed and castrated has been suspended by Twitter. What about by Georgetown? I mean, these people are using psychological warfare. You read the WikiLeaks, it says we need to use culture war, race war. And they're all a bunch of weird, crazy white women. 90% of them are whacked out, angry, pissed off man-haters. I love women, by the way. I love my grandmothers. I love my mother. I have three daughters. I like the company of women better than men. All I do is hang around with women. I love the way women look, the way they smell. They're funny. I like to spoil them. I've never been anything but nice to women. But I'm telling you, 9 times out of 10, it's weird, whacked out, crazy white women that want to control other women. Everybody knows about that phenomenon. And who want to run our lives. They're control freaks, man. And they're trying to train all the other women in America that the state's their husband or that they're their husband. And I'm sick of it. And I'm tired of it. And I see the headlines. This Hollywood star says men just need to shut up and sit down. And this Democrat woman says men need to sit down and shut up. And men are always guilty. And men are horrible. And men are bad. BS, man. Imagine we said women are inherently bad. This is just the most sexist, racist garbage because that's what they're using for control. They don't want you to take your birthright of free market and wealth and family and success. They want the university and these cults and these failed systems to be your family so they can run your life, women. The men are busy watching football and acting like idiots, so I know why you're mad at them, but give me a break. This is scientifically deployed to ruin your life. All right, let's go back to Donald in Maryland. Donald, thanks for holding. You're going to make a point about Kavanaugh. Go ahead.
Absolutely. This is just an attack on Trump voters and Americans who support, as the president says, the movement. This attack on you is to silence the movement of making America great again, and this is an attempt to make Kavanaugh to be some evil force, which is totally false. It's an attempt to make one more attack on the movement to make America great again. And it doesn't matter what your race, your religion, your sexual orientation, your age, your status as an American. And that's why they're trying to silence you. And by the way, they're going to fail. It's all smoke and mirrors.
Well, I know so far they failed, but the problem is every time they fail, they just ratchet the attack up. But I'm ready to go wherever it goes. It's just, it's extremely criminal, it's extremely organized, and it's extremely dangerous. God bless you, Donald. I appreciate your call. Okay, up next here is Stephanie, and we're going to go to Cynthia and others. Stephanie from Texas, thank you for calling. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. I love you so much.
Love you, too.
The thing is, okay, so I'm going to be really fast. I bought the X2. It's amazing. It helps with all kinds of things that you wouldn't think it would even help with, and it's amazing. So I appreciate your product.
Well, just interrupt. Folks, just try real iodine, real X2 for yourself. It's our last run of it. Discover why there's an iodine conspiracy. But sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I have like a thyroid issue, and so that's why I've always studied iodine. And you're 100% right. The nascent iodine is completely different. It's amazing. And I just absolutely, I need to buy like 10 more bottles so I can stock up. But the other thing, too, is you are amazing. You're always 20 years ahead. It really bothers me when people try to, you know, the people that have had fluoride poisoning their whole life can't think for themselves. You talk the way I would talk if I was talking to a friend. You know, your filter isn't really there, but you are amazing. The news, the things that you're willing to say, you're very amazing. So
well, you're amazing. I mean, seriously, it's the audience. They want me shut down because I've read their own documents. They're public. They don't want us together. They don't want us talking. They don't want us getting validation. They don't want us to know that we have a community. They want us to be alone. And they don't want minorities, who are the majority now, to see the Tea Party loving everybody and to see record numbers of blacks, Hispanics, women being elected as conservatives because they're smart and beautiful and wonderful, and we're all one team. And that's why they're scared. Double the number of blacks becoming Trump supporters. Double the number of Hispanics in the last year. Didn't happen the first year of Trump. It's happening the last 10 months. There's a landslide of awakening happening.
I have actually, I'm proud. I thought, well, it's like you say, if you can just wake up one person. And so I have woken up some minority friends because it's whenever you try to have a conversation, intelligent conversation with people that have their strong opinions that are wrong, they never have any research to back it up. They're going by what they heard on, you know, crazy news and whatnot. And the thing is, with this shadow banning, I've been a blogger for 10 years. I have seen what they do, and basically you've always had to pay, you know, to get to the top of the queue. It could never just be, because I would always wonder, why are the people with the crappy content at the top? Well, they paid, you know, they paid in one form or another. They inched forward. And so I've seen already, I posted a pro-Trump thing on Facebook and I got one of my pages taken away. And I had to go through all these hoops and get legal documents notarized just to get my page back that I've had for 10 years. And it happened right after I posted this really cool pro-Trump video. But back to you.
No, but that's it. So, they're doing it to everyone and then denying they're doing it when their own internal documents and videos and lawsuits have them going, we hate all veterans, and we hate all rednecks, and we hate all people with American flags, and we really hate Alex Jones. Those are, I mean, it's right. Like, what type of crazy people are these?
Well, and the only people that don't get it are the ones that care nothing except for, like, puppy videos and, you know, stuff like that. But they don't get it because they're already not awake. And so you know, when I try to talk to people, sometimes I'm just like, oh God, what's the point? Because cluelessness, you know, and you could be talking to a filthy rich person. It's a doctor, you know, or, and it's like, my God, you don't have any, you know, sometimes I really try to pick people's brains and see where they're at. There's nothing there.
Well, let me ask you this, Stephanie, in the time we have left, you also had a comment on Ford and her believability.
Okay, so reading people is my thing. I am telling you, the baby voice, I sat there with an open mind watching it, And by the time that he spoke and he got to come back the next day or whenever it was, I cried. I cry over nothing. I'm a strong woman. I'm 49. And I cried because I can read his body language, his tone, his everything. And with research I've done from people that do body language reading, their thing is exactly what I say. She's lying. She's manipulating. It happened to me, you know, several times, but one time at work, it was pretty severe and weird and creepy. If somebody's attracted to me, that's great. And you hit on me, but I'm not interested. That's one thing. But when it's creepy guy, you know, rubbing himself up against you and holding you down against your will, which is what happened to me at work. I quit, you know, but I was so shocked. Within the first 6 months, I could not tell the owner of the company. And I had a meeting with the owner of the company 5 minutes after this happened to me because it was already scheduled. So this is an 80-year-old Asian man. I, at 32, did not have the guts to write that minute, speak for myself and say, oh, my God, your number one man from corporate just rubbed himself all over me and held me down in the back room. I couldn't do it. But 6 months, and I told other people at work so they would be aware. I'd already known about his.
Hold on. I want to hear your final point as we come back.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Okay, so Stephanie, I'm looking up here on the calling board, and it says, holding, final point on assaults. You're saying you've been sexually assaulted twice before. I don't want to get into any details, but I've had family that's been sexually assaulted. One time back in college, somebody came in with a knife. And actually, you know, raped someone that I know. I'll just leave it at that. So I know this goes on. I have three daughters. It horrifies me. But America statistically has pretty low levels of this compared to third world countries, Asia, Latin America, all these other countries that kill gay people. And I'm always hearing about how we're so mean to everybody here. And I'm just sick of all these special interests bullying everybody. And then 36 years later with no witnesses and no cooperation, and then her whole family's CIA, and she's in a mind control program herself and writes papers. I'm not kidding, folks. We just tuned in. Stories on Infowars.com about how to implant false memories. I mean, just the craziest stuff, and just none of it has credibility. How they waited to the 11th hour, all of it. But getting back to you, give us the juxtaposition, how this ties into Kavanaugh, and why it said on the board that you didn't believe Ms. Ford, Dr. Ford, yourself being a victim of this, why it wasn't congruent for you.
Because if she is truly a person with psychological training, she would have known that to heal herself, she should have screamed from the highest rooftop 10 years ago, 15 years ago, something other than now. But also when she was saying, didn't have answers, nothing was fluid, her posing became different. She became, you know, pretty posed, you know, cute and small and baby voice. Like when I'm telling someone that I want you to know that I'm telling you the truth, I look you straight in the eye, I speak with an adult voice, and I tell you the truth.
Oh, that was the thing, is that she acted real babyish at points and would act all nice and giggly at others. I mean, to me, the whole thing came off very contrived.
Yeah, and some of the words, the wording that she used was very juvenile, and she would use some of the diction that young girls use. Like, I can't remember the exact words, but it was, the words were not, they were very baby. You know, they were very young. We are 15 again. They are boys. The boys came. Here's my thing. There should be a statute of limitations for children of victims of abuse. They should be maybe 30. I think I've heard somebody say that before. But when you are an adult, you know, you need to, what I did was I woke up. 4 months later, I found out that the man at my job that assaulted me, and I left a very good job because of it, because he was always creepy, making me feel creepy, and then finally, you know, he did his thing. But the thing is, I called the owner's nephew, who I had worked closely with, and I said, let me explain something to you. I want nothing. I'm asking for nothing. I need nothing except for you to know that this happened, and I need you to tell, you know, the owner of the company, your uncle. And I sat there, he let me talk for an hour and a half and rant about the particulars of exactly what he did to me, what day it was, what I was
doing. Sure, and what happened?
They took him out of stores. This was retail. They took him out of stores and they made him start. He was not allowed to go in stores anymore. To this day, he still has his job. But my point is, I let all the other women know in the pathway that were still working there when I left.
So you did the right thing. You protected people from it. Thank you so much for the call. I would just get rid of somebody that did that. But it shows like these Catholic priests that molest little kids, they then send them to another parish. It's like under the rug. And I think that's what angers a lot of people. And then the left preys upon that to basically rub salt in the wound. Thanks for the call. Okay, Cynthia in Washington, D.C., you're on the air. Welcome to the airwaves. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. I'm Cynthia Farhat. I'm an Egyptian immigrant to the U.S. And I want to tell you that I'm extremely sorry for your persecution and what happened to you. Although I wasn't following InfoWars before your banning and censorship, it awakened a very, very dark part of my life when I was in Egypt, and I founded the political party that was standing for individual freedom and separation of mosque and state. And I was starting to write in newspapers and mainstream ones, and my articles were getting popular. And I got banned, and the Egyptian government even said that my name was not allowed to be mentioned, even to criticize me. I was completely unpersoned.
Oh, and that's now happening to me, where they say, don't even say his name. And Americans are like, yes, we won't. Just getting in line very, very quickly.
It's horrific. It's horrific, Alex. And then I co-authored a book criticizing Egyptian blasphemy laws, and it was banned by the Islamic Al-Azhar University in Cairo. And I was completely unpersoned. I was getting 10 to 50 death threats a day. And then and then I came to America, and in 2015, the tide turned. And mainstream Egyptian newspapers told me, we want you to write on ways to counter Islamic terrorism. And now my columns, I get zero censorship. They don't even edit at my typos. They publish everything that I write exactly the way I wrote it.
Cynthia, I think I've heard of you.
Right.
What's your full name? You should come on as a guest.
Cynthia Farhat. I'm specialized in Islamic terrorism and the Muslim Brotherhood.
No, I remember, and then you got banned and had to leave because of Obama and the Arab Spring, but then after those terrorists were taken out, they brought free speech back. That's good news.
They brought it back. Zero censorship, because you know why, Alex? Because this will happen to you too, because you're a patriot. I might disagree with things that you say, but at the end of the day, you're a patriot. You are on the right side of history because you are for individual freedom, for live and let live. And we are going.
Oh, yeah, they just put your picture up. I've seen you all over national TV. You're also very beautiful, not just a great writer.
Thank you, sir. But that's what I wanted to tell you, that after they did this to you, I downloaded your app, and I said I got to check out what Mr. Jones is saying, because we're now fellow travelers. So I downloaded your app, and ever since your event, I'd never missed a show of yours, because now this is a fight for freedom and a fight for truth. And you have supporters across the globe.
Well, you're really a famous lady. I mean, you've been all over the news when they banned you, and all you were doing was warning about the radical Islamic takeover, because Egypt had been one of the more tolerant areas of the Middle East. And then Obama obviously backed that violent overthrow. Why do you think Obama did that?
I think it's very mysterious. I don't think we'll ever know his exact motivations or reasons. But it's definitely an incredibly shady. It can't be good. Obama destroyed our country completely, and he was backing the Muslim Brotherhood and terrorists. And Mrs. Hillary Clinton was also supporting the Muslim Brotherhood. And she was aware, one of her emails, and nobody ever talks about that, by the way, in WikiLeaks, she was aware of a conspiracy between the military and the Brotherhood to mass murder Christians in a specific event.
In fact, I knew that. I remember, stay right there. I want to come back, Cynthia. You're amazing. And we'll give you your full name when we come back. A few more minutes with her. Wow, how cool is it to open the phones up and have people like this journalist who they have. If I remember, you barely made it out of the country alive, didn't you?
Yes, I almost got killed.
Yeah, so folks, we talk about Tommy Robinson being a hero or Cynthia being heroes. We haven't gone to that level yet. We don't want to go to that level, but it's getting into that danger zone. That's why America's in so much trouble. When they tell people, don't even say Alex Jones' name now on Google and things, unless it's negative, it's very, very dangerous. We're going to come back with Cynthia here in just a moment from Washington, D.C., and then we'll go to all the other callers. Yeah, there she is on Fox News right there. Infowars.com, Newswars.com. She's Cynthia Farhat, Farahat. We'll be right back. Just like our information is game-changing, our products are game-changing. And Survival Shield X2 is the pure iodine. No one else has this, from deep earth crystals between 7,000 and 12,000 feet. It's very hard for me to get. It's the good halogen. but instead they hammer you with the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, that literally fog you, fill all your cells, your thyroid, you name it. BioTrue Selenium goes with it like a horse and carriage. Selenium is an electrochemical. It's needed as well in all activity in the body, particularly neurons. So these go incredibly well together. We have a combo of those. Just experience it for yourself. Why do you think they fear me so much? Very simple stuff. Filter your water. Yeah, I find myself selling water filters. Best out there for the price. When I say it's the last run, I think it'll be 6 months a year until we get more. I hope we get more. This is the last run, it looks like. Survival Short X2, InfoWarsStore.com, or InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
You know, I don't want to go on air and say that Christine Blasey Ford is a CIA mind control operative. But she works in a DARPA program and publishes articles on brainwashing, on planting false memories, on creating classical Manchurian candidates. It's not just like she's in some program that's connected to that. And it's like, really? And the whole family, CIA, and the brother-in-law, and the grandpa, and the daddy, and the brother? And it's like, it never ends with these people. So all these idiots go, I bet Jones is in some intelligence agency or something. I would be embarrassed to be in some intelligence agency at this point. I've had family that was in the military and was assigned to stuff like that, and they said, the New World Order, the world government's evil, it's anti-family, it's anti-God, it's anti-Christian. Stand against it. That's what I grew up hearing. So, it's just insane. We're going to go back to Cynthia Farratt, who's a very famous journalist who called in. Very honored to have her. I want to get her on as an official guest via Skype or in studio very soon. I remember admiring her work. She's been proven totally right about the Islamists and the Arab Spring and Obama funding it out of Kenya. Now that's all come out. She had to leave the country. They tried to kill her. We'll talk to her in just a minute. But this is Senator Cornyn. Just minutes ago during the break, I was watching this live. Saying that they're not extending in another 7 days. It's all a big plot. Here it is.
Friday was for 7 days, up to 7 days, for an additional supplemental background investigation by the FBI. And as the majority leader has said, we will get that. But now you're starting to hear new arguments being made since they realized that everything the witnesses have previously told the Judiciary Committee under oath, under penalty of felony, they are likely to tell the FBI the same thing. It would make sense to me. But now they want to focus on Judge Kavanaugh's high school yearbook. Give me a break. That just shows the sort of desperation that the other side has to not only deny the nominee a fair and dignified confirmation process, but to turn this into a three-ring circus. And now we're talking about throwing ice on somebody when you're in college, as disqualifying you from a seat on the United States Supreme Court. This has not been a search for the truth. This has been about search and destroy. In the process, setting up precedent we will regret for the rest of our lives, where an unproven accusation is enough to deny somebody a confirmation in the United States Senate. And in fact, as Rachel Mitchell pointed out, the confirmation was all not in favor of Judge Kavanaugh's position that what was alleged never happened. So this is about whether we're going to continue to have a presumption of innocence, due process of law, fairness, listen to both sides, and that's what's happened so far, but in a way that should never have turned out into the spectacle that it has, primarily because the ranking member sat on the accusation of July 30th, creating the circumstance we have now. But what we're seeing is just one excuse after another to continue delay.
And that's key right there. They sat on it to then run the clock at the end and then try to delay, saying there wasn't time. So that's what they've done. Cynthia Farratt has called in. We're getting her on as an official guest. She's a famous journalist, CynthiaFarratt.com. And that's F-A-R-A-H-A-T. She's a famous female reporter who almost got killed reporting on the radical Islamists taking over Egypt, and they blew up hundreds of churches, and she was getting into the Secretary of State at the time, and CNN was promoting it, all of them, how great this was, the Arab Spring. Google helped push it. So in hindsight, we know it's 2020. I read your articles on air at the time. You were getting into Hillary and the targeting of Christians. What's the master plan? Why would you diabolically overthrow some of our longest allies who were being open free societies compared to the Muslim Brotherhood and letting Jews, Christians, and, you know, women have some basic rights? Why in the world would they do that? And why were they trying to silence you?
There's a lot of money involved in promoting terrorism. I was offered a job that would give me close to $700,000 a year, just to modify what I'm saying. Not even radically to change what I'm saying, just to modify it. That's very tempting. Almost $1 million a year, and I've become powerful. I was offered tons of bribes, and some people don't have the moral courage to say no to something like that. It can be done for ideological reasons, and I believe former President Barack Obama did it for ideological reasons. I have no evidence, and that's why it's only a theory. So I believe he supports the Muslim Brotherhood because he is very radical, and he does not believe in the American Constitution and the American values. And unfortunately, this has become very popular right now to hate the Constitution, to hate free speech, to hate individual freedom, to hate patriots, and to demonize them and to spread rumors about them and attack them and harass them. So that's why what happened to you gave me nightmares, because it brought back all this. They abducted my brother, and they made me listen to him getting tortured for me to compromise, and I still did not compromise, and I will never compromise. And then he was saved, only because I refused to negotiate, because I do not negotiate with terrorists. They thought I must be very powerful to be able to do that. And they released him, and he was home, although they hurt him badly, and he had 3 surgeries in his jaws, but still, he got back home.
Wow. Well, no, I remember following your story at the time, and to see Obama and Hillary, I mean, get into the targeting of Christians, because I remember that. How many churches, I know it was in the hundreds, got blown up, and our media was just celebrating how great it was?
Yes, the most conservative number was 72 churches that were attacked. And actually, I was going to get killed on October 9th, 2011, during a protest for religious freedom. And I was going with friends of mine. I got a fever that day that ended up saving my life, because one of my friends was killed there execution style, because he was protesting peacefully for religious freedom. That's it. There was not a single violent personal violent value we ever advocated for.
Sure. And was it true that, like, Christians were getting crucified?
No. We did not have any cases of Christian getting crucified, but we had Christians set on fire. We had Christians getting killed. And Ms. Clinton knew that there was a conspiracy to kill Christian in her email, to kill Coptic Christians. And then after she got that email, she got the email and she read it and she forwarded it to one of her aides. After she got that brief from Mr. Sidney Blumenthal, she still supported the Muslim Brotherhood, fully knowing that they were involved in a genocide against Egyptian Christians.
Wow. Well, let me get your info, Cynthia, and I'd love to get you on as a guest. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you, sir, for having me.
God bless. You know, that's the thing. We had a huge audience of high-quality people of every stripe, every color, every religion, every region before. But now that they banned us off the social media, it's harder to reach new people. But we've gotten a lot of new radio stations and TV stations, and the quality of the listeners went from amazing to stratospheric. I mean, we already have Congress listening. We already have foreign governments listening and intelligence agencies listening, because they know we're covering real issues here. But, man, I mean, the people listening now, if I told you who listens and who calls me, and it's all off record, but, you know, world leaders, top Fox News host, a lot of members of Congress. We had a lot before, but this is like Fight Club now. So you can tell people, your friends and family, hey, Alex Jones are trying to shut him down for a reason. It's the guest. It's the callers. It's the information. Learn why the system wants Infowars.com shut down. Learn what scares them so much. The truth. I'll play clips of Soros on 60 Minutes saying the best time of his life was serving Hitler, and he made happy time. That's a quote. And then I show the news saying, I'm a liar, he never served Hitler. I mean, a lot of it's not that fancy. It's just we're willing to tell it like it is. So, Infowars.com, NewsWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Just tell friends and family, hey, don't have to agree with it. Listen, just see what all the hubbub's about. NewsWars.com. All right, we're going to come back. I'm going to race through calls, I promise. A whole bunch of them. Each caller gets about a minute and a half. We just had so many amazing callers today.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. FakeTV.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
So my elementary school-aged child is begging me for a cell phone.
Please, Mom, please. All the kids have them.
But I've seen the research, and it makes sense to me that any mobile device that operates using electromagnetic frequencies that close to me or my child's head needs to be blocked.
Harmful wireless radiation is real. Protect yourself and your loved ones with Block It Pocket. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. BlockItPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
You know, I love taking calls, because the callers bring up things I forgot about or things I didn't know about. Adam, we're going to go to him in a moment, says, Antifa, Obama's million-man army, are they one and the same? Question mark. We're going to him second because I want to pull that video in. We haven't played in probably 2 years. Remember when he was candidate Obama? He said, we need a domestic military just as big, just as strong as our military. And then it shows the little kids trained to be paramilitary fighters against patriots in Chicago. And yes, the answer is, that's the weatherman, race-based, race war model that Kanye West and others are fighting against. And it's being run by the globalists, and it's absolutely dastardly. So we're going to be talking about that. And people go, oh, Antifa, they're a bunch of idiots. They'll be used as the cover patsies, as the decoys for the real hit tapes. And you see them in the news, and all these professors, and the top hashtag yesterday, Kill Kavanaugh, and top professors saying they're going to murder him and cut his testicles off and murder his supporters. It's because we've let these people act like this and engage in criminal activity. They're out of control. We're talking about that in a moment. But first, we are ending the 40% off on BrainForce Plus, the amazing nootropic, tomorrow. We are ending the 40% off on Secret 12, the highest quality organic vitamin B12 you take under the tongue, tomorrow. because supplies of both of those are running very, very low, and we're not going to have more shipped until the middle of December. So I'm going to go back to regular price on both those products after tomorrow. I had said today was the last day to use PayPal at InfoWarsStore.com. Go in, there's a protest, dump your wallet out, and then delete it. But I'd kind of forgotten. I kind of mentioned this last week. We did fall suit on them last night, and we're not. All we're looking is for them to let us go to the lunch counter, get on the bus, get on the airplane, live in America, and not have them build straw men about us and then block us from the marketplace. So, again, we need a lot of money to do this. We're fighting for everybody's rights here, ladies and gentlemen. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. Sign up for AutoShip, and it locks in 10% off on that order and the next. You can cancel anytime with one click. Free shipping, order $50 or more. Every order, even though it's massively discounted, gets 5% Patriot points on each dollar that go in your account. InfoWarsStore.com has a lot of benefits. InfoWarsLife.com is the sub area that takes you right to the supplements. We have the books, the T-shirts. We have the best T-shirts we've ever had. Trump as a Spartan severing Medusa's head. Yes, it's Hillary. It's metaphorical. We don't want to actually cut her head off and make her a martyr. We're saying we severed her spiritual evil and now have the head as a weapon. It's very powerful. So I guess it's Trump as Perseus, though he is wearing Roman guard traditionally, but it doesn't matter. It's awesome. I just love it. It's so obnoxious. I wear it out in public. It's so cartoonish. And then we've got the George Washington French and Indian War shirt. These are some of my favorites. They're all at InfoWarsStore.com. We have Forbidden Information, Alex Jones shirt, Re-Elect 45, Mean Like Wolverine, I Am the Resistance, and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. By the way, most of these shirts are made in America. They're all printed here. They're really soft fabric. So some of these shirts cost us like $10. The average is like $8, $9. I was about to do a shirt that was $50 a piece. We didn't do it. We went ahead and killed it. It was too expensive. And because if I sell it at $20, we'll go bankrupt. You have the obnoxious InfoWars shirt, In Your Face InfoWars. It's like this big flaming, almost like, I don't know what color. It's beyond red. It really stands out. CNN's fake news. We've got ball caps. We have the original shirt I designed 20 years ago. Mass murderers agree. Gun control works. We've got it all right there. The Molon Lave for men and women. InfoWarsStore.com. And we have the new Happies, mood and stress, all the known concentrated herbs that it's not depressants that just make you calm and relaxed and focused at the same time. Very powerful formula. Other leading formulas are $50. Ours is normally retail $44. Well, it's half off out of the gates, $22.47. Believe me, you can't get a better deal. 2 ounces of it in palm oil. It's amazing. Happies. Mood and stress, our newest product at InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, let's go to your calls. Matt Bracken's coming up, but he's good with this, he understands. I'm going to commandeer the first two segments so I get to all of you. I will go to every one of these callers, or I'll slap myself, I guess. I mean, the point is I'm going to try to get to all your calls here. Who's been holding the longest? Let's go to Josh in Arkansas. Josh in Arkansas, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hello, Alex. How you doing, my friend?
I'm in one hell of a fight, brother, but you know what? I'm counting on you, you're counting on me, and we've already changed the world, so let's get it done.
I can tell you that, we're all going through this thing together, and it's important that everybody listen and pay attention to everything that he's saying, that if we don't get informed with everybody that we're in this fight with, that we can't just sit them down and have an argument with the people on the other side, because it's obvious that they're being pushed propaganda that gives them ulterior things to post on the Facebook. You just got to get in their face. Just take for instance, they think the next book, the Doctor U.S. number 17646, is to overturn Roe. And it's all about, they think that the states and the separate sovereignties is exception to the double jeopardy law. So, I mean, what do you think about that with them trying to keep Kavanaugh out of office and to delay it for so long just so this docket can get past the Senate?
I totally agree. They've got stuck in the Supreme Court that they think they have the votes for right now that'll help them bring us into global government and block Trump. And Kavanaugh is a strict constructionist, and that's why they're scared of him. And absolutely, we need Kavanaugh in there right now because he has already told Trump he will execute Trump's operation.
They feel that Trump can pardon all the lot of them if they have nothing to fear from the state attorneys, right? So in reality, they don't want to see the people that Obama pardoned at the end of his term when he turned loose all those cocaine dealers.
No, you're right. Kavanaugh is a strict constructionist. He believes in the unitary executive. He almost goes too far, but I agree that the executive is co-equal and emergencies more than equal. And he has said that he supports the executive pardoning whoever he wants, including himself. And again, it's all the voters. We put them in. That's the ultimate veto, is the impeachment. So barring impeachment.
Exactly. We used to be able to blame the baby boomers for all of the political stuff and the troubles that we have, but now we have ourselves to blame. So it's important that everybody gets out and starts.
Exactly. The president cannot be a dictator as long as we elect him or as long as the Congress is there to impeach him. And he's been given all these extra powers. He's using them to give the power back to us. Trump doesn't want to be a dictator, like they say. He's destroying the executive power they gave him that's unconstitutional. Great points, Josh. Let's go to another caller here. And these idiots, I'm not mad at them, but I shouldn't call them idiots because a few of them are my friends. Jason Burmis. I watched like 5 minutes of the video, him going, Alex Jones wants martial law and tanks driving up down the street. Jason, I didn't say that. I said, we're already under martial law that Obama put in place with executive orders, and his people are operating under those. And that's what Trump hasn't figured out yet, why these groups are in mutiny. Trump needs to declare his own emergency to nullify the last emergency before they do a 25th Amendment, which even CNN admits is political Armageddon. It's Antifa wants war on the streets. It's the liberal professors saying kill conservatives. They're the ones saying burn down the cities. They're the ones saying civil emergency. I'm saying we have to treat the emergency they're creating like it is, and if we let them launch this emergency, we're going to be in an emergency, and they're not going to be following the law. So what are we going to do once it's the law of the jungle? You know, it's like somebody saying, I don't want to get in a fight. Somebody punches you right in the nose. And you go, well, I'm not going to get in a fight. You're already in a fight. See, I'm ranting now. I made it so clear in those shows I did that I don't want full martial law, which means tanks in the street, lining people up, shooting them. They already want that. They've said they want that. They say they're under a civil emergency Obama put in place to shut down independent media. And he signed the executive orders, and they had hearings about it to shut me down. I'm experiencing martial law. It just means not following the Constitution, Bill of Rights. What do you think it is when all the big tech companies work in unison to ban me, and now they're trying to take our banking? And they've got Soros suing me. What do you think that is? That is extrajudicial garbage. So all I'm saying is, if the Democrats start rioting and burning cities, and they bring in a civil emergency they've said they already want, and they're trying to burn up the White House, it's not martial law if the president calls out the military to protect the White House. It's the military protecting us from Chi-Com globalist-funded enemies that have already staged an emergency. So I'm saying we better start getting used to the thought of what we're going to do. It's like police. They have a threat force continuum, a force continuum of you do this, they do that. And it goes up, 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 up to the point of you pull a gun, they pull a gun and shoot you. And so I don't want cops to pull guns and shoot people. I don't want to pull guns if Antifa comes to my house. I don't want any of this. But Antifa says they're going to come to members of Congress in ICE's house and kill them. The members of Congress that have been targeted in ICE need to take it and expect that they're coming. You understand? And then when you blow their ass off, they're going to call you a tyrant and call it martial law. Hey, you're the ones opening the door to the bull, dumbasses. I'm not looking for any trouble, but if you're looking for a fight, you came to the right place, because I'm not backing down to any of you people. Only thing I'm backing down to is God and God's.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.